Right now, it's time for Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
You know, sometimes a radio program just clicks on all cylinders and it turns into radio gold. If you were listening to last night's Monster broadcast, boy, I hope you were, that was it. That show was radio gold yesterday. Welcome to the program today. Armed American Radio's Daily Defense begins the work week right now. It's going to fly by, so I hope you enjoy it. First things first, just a little piece of business here. I've gotten a number of emails from a number of folks around the country who have notified me that trying to access the live stream from the Listen Live button on armedamericanradio.com website has not been working for the last couple of weeks. I was able to confirm with a secret double probation spotter that we had working with us last night that that is in fact true. So it's a broken link. And here's the deal. It comes from because that feed comes from our great affiliate, AM 1280 The Patriot. The Sunday feed comes from, we link to, I should say, AM 1280 The Patriot feed up in Minneapolis. And their stream is working just fine. So there's a break in the link somewhere. There was something that was updated that our link doesn't have. Our techs are working on that. We'll be fine for Sunday's broadcast. The daytime show is our own stream, works just fine. If you have any questions in the future and you're trying to access the show from armedamericanradio.com, let me suggest on a smartphone that you get the U.S. Concealed Carry Association Concealed Carry app. Has its own player built in specifically for me and this radio program, day and weekend shows, and you get super high definition, high quality audio as you're getting right now if you're listening to this via the app or iTunes or anything else, whatever it is. But that player is right there for you in the U.S. Concealed Carry, USCCA Concealed Carry app. And if you want to look for it on either Android at the Google Play or iTunes, just simply search USCCA Concealed Carry app. You'll see the USCCA logo. Download that, and you've got access to not only the program that you're listening to now live with its own player, but you've also got access to Concealed Carry Magazine, tons and tons of information, reciprocity maps for your CCW reciprocity. In addition to that, you also have the Armed American Radio archives dating back all the way to 2009. Every show is there, should you want to go back and scroll through them, okay? So I would highly recommend that. So we did test it last night. I just wanted to let you know. Thank you to all of you who let me know that. And we do have the tech guys working on it right now. So that should be fixed anytime here in the very, very near future. Heck, it might even be fixed by now. All right. As I said, yesterday's program, the MonsterCast, I love Monday's program because while I'm tired on Mondays because I don't get a whole bunch of sleep, I'm able to reflect back on the Monster program. And something very interesting happened last night. It happens from time to time that everything just clicks. And I mean from a technical standpoint, from Shanto on the boards to our communication together as host and listener, communication with the guest, the timing, the content itself, the no delay. I mean, everything just flows. And yesterday's program was that program. If you missed it, by all means, go back and listen to it. From the opening bell to the closing bell at the end of the third hour, the radio show was stellar all the way through. Talk about being in the zone. So what did we talk about? What was the guest lineup? What do I want to recover today for you just to kind of go back over with you as we review? I should say review, not recover. What do we want to review with you today? Well, I opened up the program, of course. It was Thanksgiving weekend, and I reminded you of that. You know, I hope you had an amazing holiday with family and close friends. But something happened earlier in the day that kind of took, here we go, this research triage you hear me talk about from time to time. Whereas you're doing show prep and you're looking at all these different stories, where do I want to take Mr. Gottlieb? What information has he given me that he wants to see to it that he gets in? And how do we tie it all together? Maybe it's not enough to fill the whole hour. Maybe it's one or two segments. So we're doing this research triage, and we've always got a backup in case of something catastrophic. His phones go down, internet drops, something like that. So we're working on that yesterday, and I began reading some of the stories about the National Football League bonehead in a 49ers player, linebacker, I guess. And what is his name? His name is Reuben Foster, I think was his name. You know, guy's a real clown. Represents the National Football League perfectly in my eyes. Here's a guy who's committed tons of crimes, failed the drug test at the combine before they even put him on the team, and he's still playing for the National Football League. As of yesterday, he was finally let go because the management had finally had enough. Three felony domestic violence charges weren't enough. Failing the marijuana drug test, the urine test, before he was even drafted wasn't enough. Everybody gets a pass in the NFL. All the criminals get a pass. Do what you want. We see them beating their girlfriends in elevators. They all get passes. Because apparently, the NFL has no ethics. And when I saw that, I got really fired up that this guy was seemingly getting another pass. And I read some quotes. And I said, what does this have to do? What is this football story I'm telling you about the 49ers and this loser getting arrested in Tampa again yesterday, which is what happened on Sunday. I'm sorry, he got arrested on Saturday. What does that have to do with your gun rights? It has everything to do with your gun rights. And I'll just give you the quick synopsis of it. But the National Football League has jumped in bed with the progressive agenda. The networks that show the games don't even show the players on the field because they don't want you to see what's going on the sidelines. That's a lie of omission that we talked about last week, by the way. That's thought thievery. Because if they don't show it to you, they are intentionally omitting it, and they are robbing you of the opportunity to make an informed decision. Thought thievery. That's a phrase coined by me. If you hear it anywhere else, it was stolen from me. But I digress. Thought thievery. The NFL is actively participating, donating to causes that are coming after your constitutional rights. They're in bed with this common sense gun control. Billionaire owners are paying and funding the anti-gun left, and they did it to pay for and fund I-1639 in Washington State, the worst gun control initiative ever passed in the history of this country. And it was done in large part with NFL billionaire owner money. And now Alan Gottlieb, who was on the program yesterday, is at the tip of the spear having to fight in court to stop this initiative in its tracks. Will it work? We don't know. We think it will probably be successful based on the arguments that are being used, but you heard Alan talk about that yesterday. And that was, I think, a fun way to open the show. I got to get a little anger out. I kind of had to, because when I started reading that, I got so fired up. The NFL is no longer welcome in my home. Hasn't been for a long time. This is the third year in a row. Haven't missed it a bit. Don't know anything about it. Couldn't tell you who played. Don't know scores. Don't give a crap. But when I saw that story of Reuben Foster yet again getting away until yesterday. Well, he didn't get away with it. He got fired. He's been getting away with drug charges, gun charges. He's been getting away with domestic violence charges for over a year. And this is what it took for them to finally do something about it. I wonder if your employer would treat you the same. Of course, the answer to that is a resounding no. And his employer is the same one funding the anti-gun movement, thinking it's okay for players to have social justice knee-kneeling. Ugh, don't even get me started. I have to take a break. You get the idea. I didn't know how Alan was going to react to my opening statement tying the National Football League to guns, because Alan is not one to mince words. And if he tells me, you know, I was fully expecting him to say, hey, I thought it was entertaining, but you missed the mark because we have more important things to talk about. That is not what happened. Alan was gave high marks and high praise for the opening statement yesterday, tying the NFL directly to his own court case that he now has to file at Second Amendment Foundation. And that's not just him. It's us. It's me. And hopefully it's you as a member of the Second Amendment Foundation that is now doing battle with the results of National Football League ownership money. I hope that makes sense. What that did yesterday was give you a glimpse into the ethics of the NFL, that it's okay. Well, this guy can play football. I mean, you know, we'll just make some stupid comment about, well, he better keep it together because we're watching him here as a team. Meanwhile, it takes five domestic charges before he gets fired. What a joke. The NFL is an absolute despicable, disgraceful joke. I hope it wasn't on your TV on Thanksgiving. I hope it wasn't. It certainly wasn't at my family's house. It wasn't at my parents or my house for that. And guess what? We all survived. Nobody had to know what the scores of the games were, and everybody went home fat and full and comfortable and had a wonderful holiday. So I had some fun with that. I just wanted to let you know That was where we started. But we covered three major issues with Alan to round out that hour one. Yesterday, the Mance case, Mance v. Holder, as it was originally filed down in Texas. The ability trying to wipe out a provision in the 1968 Gun Control Act. With today's technology, we can get a background check instantly anywhere in the country. We should not be banned from buying a gun in Arizona if we live in Maryland, for example, and vice versa. We talked about that. We talked about the Young case in Hawaii. This one has real legs and could very well, may very well see the Supreme Court, because in Hawaii, no right to concealed carry, no right to open carry means no right to keep and bear arms. We're watching that one very, very carefully. And of course, Initiative 1639 in Washington. Those were some of the highlights that we covered with Alan Gottlieb. When I come back, we will continue the discussion here on Armed American Radio's Daily Defense. Ooh, welcome to the week. Be back in just a second. All right, gun owner, you want complete confidence knowing that you're ready to defend your family? How about free firearms training and education? Well, this is your chance to claim your free guide and audiobook to complete concealed carry and family defense confidence. I talked about it earlier, but this offer won't last forever, and these guides are totally free. So what do you have to lose? Just text the word GET to 87222 for instant access to the USCCA's Complete Concealed Carry and Family Defense Guide and audiobook. It's easy, it's quick, it's completely free. Plus, you'll finally know how to detect attackers before they see you, what to do when talking to the police, how to handle an active shooter, and a whole lot more. It's 164 pages, includes an audiobook to listen in your car, and it's completely free. Plus, if you act now, you'll also get a bonus home defense checklist. But this offer won't last forever. So text the word GET, G-E-T, to the number 87222 right now before they're gone. Don't miss this essential free guide and audiobook. Text GET to 87222. That's G-E-T to 87222.
If you had to use your firearm to protect your loved ones, would you know what to expect in the aftermath? Imagine being thrown into a cop car in front of your family. Could you have said something differently? I've had these fears, and the USCCA has alleviated them with the 6 things you didn't know would happen when the police arrive. A free guide covering 6 big mistakes that could land you behind bars. For this free guide, visit BeTheirProtector.com. That's BeTheirProtector.com.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
The USCCA Facebook page brings together nearly 2 million like-minded people, all of them interested in effective self-defense and the concealed carry lifestyle. Look for the official USCCA page on Facebook. Find the page, click the like button, and start learning all you can about becoming a responsibly armed American. And remember to share these great tips with all your other Facebook friends. The USCCA on Facebook, a great source for information on personal safety and so much more.
When seconds count, the police are minutes away, which means if your family's in danger, you'll become their first line of defense. Can you say with 100% confidence that you'll know what to do? What about the gun laws in your state? Do you know them? One wrong move and you'll be the one handcuffed in the back of a squad car. That's why hundreds of thousands of responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine for the latest on ever-changing gun laws and life-saving training drills. You'll get unbiased gun and gear reviews and read true stories from real people who carry every day. There's even a quarterly women's section with training and information designed specifically for the female shooter. This is important, which is why when you activate your subscription, you'll get 4 free chances to win a new gun. Just go to oneoffourguns.com. That's the number 1of4guns.com right now to start your subscription and claim the chance to win the free gun of your dreams.
Do you have 2 minutes for a great tip concerning defensive firearms or the concealed carry lifestyle? Check out Into the Fray, a weekly video blog hosted by Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine. Into the Fray covers every aspect of self-defense, from legal and ethical issues to the latest gear and tactics. Accurate, direct, and easy to share with all your friends. You can find every episode of Into the Fray at IntoTheFrayVideo.com. That's IntoTheFrayVideo.com.
Right now, it's time for Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
Segment two begins right now. Welcome back inside Armed American Radio's Daily Defense studios as we begin the work week after Thanksgiving. And boy, getting ready to head into Christmas, aren't we? Soon after that, New Year's. Wow, time is flying right by. Before I get started in this segment, I want to give you the opportunity to gain complete confidence knowing that you're ready to defend your family, okay? How about some free firearms training and education? This is your chance to claim your free guide and audiobook to complete concealed carry and family defense confidence. I've been telling you about it. I talked about it earlier yesterday on the Monster Show, etc., but the offer's not going to last forever, okay? These guides are totally free. So what have you got to lose? Just text the word GET, G-E-T, to 87222 for instant access to the USCCA's complete concealed carry and family defense guide and the audiobook. It's quick, easy, painless, and it's free. You'll finally know how to detect attackers before they see you, what to do when talking to the police, that's a big one, how to handle an active shooter, and a whole lot more. 164 pages includes an audiobook to listen in your car. It's completely free. Plus, if you act now, you'll also get the bonus home defense checklist. Remember, this is not going to last forever. So text the word GET, G-E-T, to the number 87222 right now before they're gone. Don't miss this essential free guide and the audiobook, okay? Text GET, G-E-T, to 87222. The National Football League, I've already gotten a bunch of emails on my opening remarks yesterday about the NFL. It's amazing how many like-minded people there are. Actually, not. When people find out, really, the real information, really what's going on behind the scenes, what the press isn't telling you, what the networks who air those games, and that's what they are, games, refuse to show you, and the reason why. Okay, when they show the face of the vet or focus on the flag, they're doing it for a reason, because they don't want you to see what's going on the sidelines. Because none of those players can be trusted to not make an ass out of themselves or their team. And the network doesn't want any part of it. But gosh, they're going to air those games instead of standing up and saying, you know what? My country comes first. Let me ask you something. If we had high-definition direct TV and cable TV back in the day, back, you know, shortly after Pearl Harbor was attacked, do you think American television networks would have aired those protests at that time when Americans were joining and going off to fight World War II? No, they absolutely would not, because they would have put their country first. Today they don't. Today they push a liberal, progressive, gun-hating agenda. It's all one and the same. But they push an agenda and they take all the money they could get. Ethics be damned. Patriotism be damned. You think about that. Think about that the next time you turn on a National Football League game, which I really, truly hope you don't do. So I appreciate all the emails that are coming in. If you missed the show, make sure to go ahead and tune into it. All right, it was a good program. Alan cleared up a number of issues for us regarding some of those court cases. And I want you to pay special attention to the Young case in Hawaii. We will certainly be doing that here, because that case has real legs. Real legs. Remember, Hawaii, oppressed state. Oh, it's Hawaii. Come on, man. It's oppressed. The American citizens, your fellow American citizens, are oppressed. They are denied their civil rights, their right to keep and bear arms in the state of Hawaii. Blatantly, openly denied. Don't you find it interesting that the state will take their money for an application, knowing that they're not going to approve it? To me, that's fraud on top of it. Somebody ought to look at that as well. It's fraudulent. Don't take my money knowing you're not going to approve me. That's fraud. But what do the Democrats know about fraud, right? It's a Democrat-controlled state. You show me any city run like that, any state run like that, I'll show you a blue state. Oh, you know, just tell them they can get a permit. What's make it $300? And then they have to jump through hoops. They got to take all these classes and stuff. Let's really mess with their heads. Yeah, let's waste all their time. Then when they come in, we'll rubber stamp it. Thank you very much. We'll sit on it for about 6 months. Yeah, and then we'll send it back to them with this stamp. No, but it was no when you walked in the door. That's what Hawaii does. Try to get a concealed permit out because they haven't approved one in years, and they're not going to. They simply won't do it. But they'll take your money. It's fraud, as far as I'm concerned. Democrats know a little bit about fraud. Boy, oh boy. But digress. Go back to the point. The point that we're making here in the case is that Young won the case. Won the case. And a three-judge panel of the Ninth Circuit looked at it and upheld his victory. The state is now appealing it, trying to get an en banc full panel of the Ninth Circuit liberal judges. Trump was right, by the way. There are Obama judges, and there are Trump judges. Look at the decisions between the two. Unbelievable what the media does. Unbelievable what Chief Justice John Roberts did, but nonetheless. The fact of the matter is they're trying to get an en banc ruling from the Ninth Circuit to overturn the three-judge panel of the Ninth and the lower court ruling that said they're in violation of U.S. Constitution. Why would they appeal it? Why are they doing that? Because this isn't about crime. It's not about keeping crime low. It's about pushing their political agenda, their gun-hating ways on you, violating your constitutional rights intentionally because they don't like them. That's what it's about. Nothing more, nothing less. It's that simple. And Trump was right about Obama judges and Trump judges. It's just as simple as that. Don't believe me? Look at the makeup of the Supreme Court. Of course there's Obama judges and Trump judges and Bush judges. So this is a case, and the reason it's important, the Young case, of course, is because Hawaii bans open carry of firearms in any way, shape, or form, permitted or not, doesn't matter. Hawaii could say you could openly carry as long as you have a permit because they don't give permits out. But they don't. They've banned both forms of carry, concealed or open. What does that do? It bans your right to bear arms. It destroys and eliminates. It keeps you from exercising your civil right, your constitutional rights, exercising those rights granted to you by God and recognized by our Constitution and our founders in the Bill of Rights. Number two. So this has legs. And I have a feeling, and I can't really describe why I have this feeling, but I did mention it last night. Mr. Gottlieb and I talked about it, and he seemed to agree with me that this thing is worth keeping an eye on. I believe after the scathing dissent, when the Supreme Court in conference refused to hear a similar case, the Peruta case out of California, I believe that if this case works its way up, now here's my prediction, and it's not really hard to make this prediction. An en banc panel in the Ninth Circuit hears it. Believe me, they're leftist judges. They will overturn the two lower court, the three-judge panel, Ninth Circuit, and the lower court opinion. They will overturn it, setting up a perfect, I mean literally, just setting up a prime Supreme Court case. And I can promise you that the Second Amendment Foundation will push it to that next level. There is a very strong possibility. Now, with Gorsuch on the court, okay, with Kavanaugh on the court, and with Thomas, both Thomas and Gorsuch issued scathing dissent when the court refused to hear the Peruta case. They are itching to take one of these cases. This could very well be the one. And boy, what a strong one it would be. More when we come back.
Imagine you're walking through a parking lot at dusk. You're with your children. As you approach your car, you see a large man closing in. Something seems wrong. Something is wrong. You calmly move in front of your kids and turn towards the attacker. Your mind flashes back to everything you've learned. The man is now 30 feet away. You don't make a move yet, but you can feel the weight of your 9mm on your hip. You hear yourself confidently issue the command, "Stay back!" And then it happens. The attacker understands what only criminals can comprehend. He has picked the wrong target. He quickly turns around. "What's wrong?" says your child as you get in the car. "Nothing. Nothing's wrong, honey. Everything is fine." Get a gun and master its use. The Self-Defense Shield from the USCCA will help you understand gun safety and self-defense. The USCCA Self-Defense Shield gives you education, training, and a tenacious legal defense. It's your path to become a responsibly armed American. Discover how a gun and your family are the perfect fit. Visit freegunguide.com. That's freegunguide.com.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
Do you have 2 minutes for a great tip concerning defensive firearms or the concealed carry lifestyle? Check out Into the Fray, a weekly video blog hosted by Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine. Into the Fray covers every aspect of self-defense, from legal and ethical issues to the latest gear and tactics. Accurate, direct, and easy to share with all your friends. You can find every episode of Into the Fray at IntoTheFrayVideo.com. That's IntoTheFrayVideo.com.
We all hear the stories in the news. The good guy uses a gun to protect his family, and then he's the one arrested. Thanks to our court system, this happens a lot, and that's exactly what can happen to you unless you're fully prepared. But you're not alone. USCCA is here to help. Simply go to usccaonair.com to learn more about the education, training, and legal protection you need to become a responsibly armed American. With their education and training, you'll learn how to detect attackers before they see you, how to survive a mass shooting, exactly what to say to the police after an incident, and a whole lot more. With their legal protection, you'll get access to over $1 million in civil and criminal defense funds, the USCCA Critical Response Team, and a nationwide network of experienced attorneys. Plus, there's always a special bonus when you join. So head over to usccaonair.com right now to reveal what you can get for free today. It could be a free knife or even the chance to win a brand new gun. Just visit usccaonair.com to find out. Once again, that's usccaonair.com.
Picture this scenario. Two masked men break into your house. They're armed with weapons and a look of drug-fueled rage. To protect your family, you're forced to take matters into your own hands. You do what you have to. You pull the trigger. Minutes later, the police arrive and suddenly you're handcuffed and pushed into the back seat of a cop car. Pause there for a second. If this were to happen to you, would you know what to expect? Would you know exactly what to say to the police and what not to say? Would you know who to call? Every responsibly armed American needs to know the answer to those questions because, believe me, you don't want any surprises when the police arrive. Go to BeTheirProtector.com right now and get your copy of the USCCA's brand new free guide that'll reveal the 6 things you didn't know would happen when the police arrive. After a self-defense incident, knowing what to expect when the police show up can truly be the difference between freedom or a jail cell. Get your personal copy of this free guide right now at BeTheirProtector.com. That's BeTheirProtector.com.
Back to Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
Make sure to go tune in to that first hour with Alan Gottlieb. Fresh off that trip to Tokyo, Alan was a wealth of information. You'll go back and you'll understand what I'm talking about when I say sometimes this just happens. And it happened yesterday. It was magical. The entire 3 hours just flowed very, very, very well in all facets. In every angle of the game, it moved, and it was wonderful. The information was quite good. The show was powerful. Make sure to go back and listen in particular to Alan Gottlieb. If you've only got 1 hour, I hate to tell you not to listen to AWR Hawkins. I hate to tell you not to listen to Mike and Nathan from Crossbreed Holsters in hour three. But if you've only got 1 hour to tune in and say, this is the only hour I got all week, Make it Alan Gottlieb's hour one yesterday. The man is the single most important living, breathing human being on the face of planet Earth as it pertains to our right to keep and bear arms. No one comes close. You can take all the leadership of the National Rifle Association and roll them in one big giant ball, and they won't hold a candle. Cannot come close. They are still light years away. They're decades away from Alan Gottlieb. He's the man in the courtrooms fighting these battles for us every single day. He is a genius and an incredible legal mind when it comes to what cases to take and how to pursue those cases. He will explain how the Second Amendment Foundation, for example, is going after Washington State for Initiative 1639. It's not the way you think it would. It's not in state court. It's federal. But it's a state ballot initiative. How does that work? Alan will explain that for you in detail, and it's brilliant. And you know what? He's right. Now, he's got an uphill battle out there because he's in the liberal Ninth Circuit. But nonetheless, that sets up for us another possibility down the road if, God forbid, we don't get the ruling we should. And if Chief Justice John Roberts was correct in his assessment about Trump's comments about Obama judges, we don't have Obama judges and Trump judges, then it shouldn't be an issue. Because any reasonable person understands why 1639 is a violation, for example, of interstate commerce. Alan explains it and lays it out for us. Why is that? Why do we keep talking about 1639? Because the left has you in their crosshairs right now because of the passage of that ballot initiative. 21 states across the country, if you are one of those 21 states that has a ballot initiative in your state, you're in the crosshairs. They have already made it clear with their victory in Washington, D.C. This is the model to come after you if you have a ballot initiative. It doesn't concern me in this state as far as the individual ballot initiative. It's not a problem for me in the state of Georgia, but it is in Florida and everywhere else. That makes it my problem because it's just another tactic. So whether you have a ballot initiative or not in your state, you still have to fight this battle. It's just one more battle that we have to wage that's being forced upon us. These are not things that we're interested in having to fight, but they come at us. I guess the way to say it is they come at us unsolicited. We're not looking for an argument with these people. We're not trying to tear something apart. We're not trying to break something. We're not trying to crap all over the Constitution. We're not trying to rip it to shreds. We're defending against their attacks against our rights. Which is why it is so important that 1639, since it was successful, and it was, gave them a victory at the ballot box in Washington State, it is imperative that this be defeated in the long run now in the courtrooms. We don't want to have to do it that way. There should have never been a victory at the ballot box, period, if people were not misinformed by millions of dollars from NFL owners. Paul Allen and his wife were the heaviest donors, by the way, to that fight. It should have never gotten to this point, but it is Alan Gottlieb who is on the forefront right now doing that. The single most important man alive when it comes to your right to keep and bear arms. Hour two, A.W.R. Hawkins, amazing. We covered virtually everything. We cannot get close to covering everything he writes during the week, but suffice to say it was a great hour with A.W.R. It always is. How in demand is A.W.R. Hawkins? You hear him here every week when he's able, and that's mostly every week. He doesn't have to be here. He doesn't get paid for this. He does it because he wants to inform you in what is one of the largest, top two largest forums for our conversation in the country, Armed American Radio is, when it comes to this genre of information, when it comes to radio. He doesn't have to do it, but he does. He spends all day writing, and then he spends his off time talking about it. I think that's fantastic. So we gave a lot of thanks to A.W.R. Hawkins yesterday for that. But A.W.R. Hawkins, how in demand is he? Breitbart News required him yesterday from 9 Eastern, 6 Pacific for 15 minutes on Sirius XM to talk about some of these issues that he is so expert at. And, of course, he called in a little bit later than normal, but we got him for the remaining three segments, and we covered as much ground with him as we could. In hour three, we learned a ton from Crossbreed Holsters. Nathan Engelking, a dear friend over at my family at Crossbreed. The MonsterCast studios are the Crossbreed Holster studios for a reason. But they've got some very cool new products. It's Cyber Monday. Get your butt over to CrossbreedHolsters.com right now and take advantage of the 20% off. And the 30% if you spend over $150, meaning $150, everything else is 20% off. Just go to crossbreedholsters.com and take advantage of those discounts. Okay, over $150, you get 30% and free shipping. And believe me, it's really hard not to pop $150 when you think, man, you know what? I sure would like to have that belt with that and that magazine pouch with that. Ooh, yeah, daddy. So make sure to get over there and check it out. He was explaining the new holsters. I don't want to take away the thunder. I want you to see it for yourself. Crossbreedholsters.com. Make sure to get over there. They've got a new holster design that you really... I kind of put Nathan on the spot yesterday. Let's just say mine's on its way. I had to put my order in yesterday. So it's coming to me. And you can count on when I finally get it, I'll let you know what I think about it, okay? I love Mondays. I love being able to open up with you and just kind of relax and chill out a little bit as we look forward and let the clown posse do the rest of our workforce for the week. We can take today and kind of cover what we went over yesterday and add some new insight. Mike Paworski from Arms Room Radio was here. We got to talking about Sheriff Bob Gualtieri down in Pinellas County, Florida, who, when I had the same discussion with AWR Hawkins, let me just kind of wrap that one up with a bow tie for you. Sheriff Gualtieri has never been a friend of this program's in the sense that I've been really hard on him because he has never been a true friend of the right to keep and bear arms. The right to keep and bear arms, yeah, he says he supports it, but it's got to be under his watchful eye. Now, that's not true support for the Second Amendment right to keep and bear arms. I'm sorry. He also fought against open carry in the state of Florida. But he's changing his tune now about arming teachers, which is a good thing. And I'm giving him mad props for that. I'm going to treat you fair here. You come after my rights, I'm going to nail you to the ground. But when you open it, I'm giving him the benefit of the doubt. He made it very clear, because he's leading the investigation down there in Parkland, he made it very, very clear that he is all for teachers being able to arm themselves. He understands the tactics involved, that the Parkland killer, Nicholas Cruz, paused to reload over 5 times. He could have been taken out had somebody there been armed, you know, because the Broward Sheriff's Department wasn't doing their job. And he is now talking about arming teachers. And, you know, listen. Mike had a different take on it. He was a little bit more cynical than I was. But I think after we talked it out a little bit, we both believe the fair thing to do is give Gualtieri a fair shake down there and see if he's willing to put his muscle as the sheriff in Pinellas behind an effort to arm teachers in Florida. Don't just talk about it and say that would have saved lives. Take it to the legislature. Do something about it. You have pro-gun U.S. senators there now. You've got support. You've got pro-gun Republican in the governor's mansion, and you've got control of both the House and the Senate in the state of Florida. Now's the time to do something about it. So we'll see what happens. But, boy, it sure would be nice to see Gualtieri say, you know what, I'm going to run with this, take responsibility here, and do something about it. Remains to be seen, but it was a big, giant step in the right direction to have Sheriff Gualtieri in Pinellas County come out and say, you know what? I am supporting our teachers being armed. When we come back, I want to tell you a little bit about that moron in New York State. Yeah, who, you know, wants you to submit your social media before you can buy a gun in New York. Back after this.
When seconds count, the police are minutes away, which means if your family's in danger, you'll become their first line of defense. Can you say with 100% confidence that you'll know what to do? What about the gun laws in your state? Do you know them? One wrong move and you'll be the one handcuffed in the back of a squad car. That's why hundreds of thousands of responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine for the latest on ever-changing gun laws and life-saving training drills. You'll get unbiased gun and gear reviews and read true stories from real people who carry every day. There's even a quarterly women's section with training and information designed specifically for the female shooter. This is important, which is why when you activate your subscription, you'll get 4 free chances to win a new gun. Just go to oneof4guns.com. That's the number 1of4guns.com right now to start your subscription and claim the chance to win the free gun of your dreams.
Folks, you know that the USCCA protects responsible gun owners if we're ever forced to use our weapons in self-defense. Recently, a USCCA member witnessed his neighbor being assaulted in his front yard. He drew his weapon to stop the threat and was arrested, even though he never fired a shot. Would you know what to say to the police and what not to say if this happened to you? Visit BeTheirProtector.com for the USCCA's free guide, The 6 Things You Didn't Know Would Happen When the Police Arrive. That's BeTheirProtector.com.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
Do you have 2 minutes for a great tip concerning defensive firearms or the concealed carry lifestyle? Check out Into the Fray, a weekly video blog hosted by Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine. Into the Fray covers every aspect of self-defense, from legal and ethical issues to the latest gear and tactics. Accurate, direct, and easy to share with all your friends, you can find every episode of Into the Fray at IntoTheFrayVideo.com. That's IntoTheFrayVideo.com.
Hey there, Mark Walters here. If you're a gun owner like me, or honestly, if you just really like getting free stuff, and you know I do, I talk about it all the time, you should head over to armedandresponsible.com right now. Seriously, there's always something great from the USCCA just waiting for you at armedandresponsible.com. Sometimes it's a free USCCA gun giveaway. Sometimes it's free training, but it's always worth a few seconds to check it out. After all, how often can you just type a few words and get something for free? It only takes a few seconds. Plus, anytime you go to armedandresponsible.com, you're going to find something to help you along your journey as a responsibly armed American. And that's what it's all about. The USCCA is the absolute leader when it comes to providing the education, training, and financial and legal protection gun owners need. Plus, they just love giving away free stuff, and I'm a big fan. Remember, these great free bonuses disappear regularly, so you're going to want to head over right now to see what's there today. You don't want to miss it. Head over to armedandresponsible.com right now. That's armedandresponsible.com. Armedandresponsible.com.
The USCCA Facebook page brings together nearly 2 million like-minded people, all of them interested in effective self-defense and the concealed carry lifestyle. Look for the official USCCA page on Facebook. Find the page, click the like button, and start learning all you can about becoming a responsibly armed American. And remember to share these great tips with all your other Facebook friends. The USCCA on Facebook, a great source for information on personal safety and so much more.
And now your host, Mark Walters.
Segment 4 just cooks right along, doesn't it? I'm telling you, it's the fastest hour in radio, no doubt about it. Good heavens, man. I mean, it really, truly does just fly right by. Hey, remember, don't forget to text the word GET, please, G-E-T, to 87222. Don't do it while you're driving. But if you want complete confidence, knowing that you're ready to defend your family, some free firearms training and education will do you wonders from the USCCA. There's no place like the USCCA for getting this information into your hands. It's a free guide. It's a free audio book. I did the audio for you some time ago. It's back out, and I've been talking about it for a couple weeks now. It's not going to last forever. Just text the word GET, G-E-T, to 87222, 87222. Text the word GET, G-E-T. Please don't do it while you're driving. Complete Concealed Carry and Family Defense Guide and the audio book, 164 pages. You also get the bonus Home Defense Checklist from the United States Concealed Carry Association. All right? Text the word GET, G-E-T, to 87222. All right. One of the things I mentioned, it wasn't something that A.W.R. Hawkins wrote about at Breitbart yet, but yesterday when we talked about it. But I wanted to go here because we have two issues of Democrat lunacy that highlight what we're getting ready to see when the clown posse, we'll just go ahead and use Ocasio Cortez's own words. When the clown posse is inaugurated, the incoming Congress is inaugurated, to use her term. She thinks she's being inaugurated in January. Yeah. Okay. That socialist, uh-huh. But we're getting, this is a taste of what you're, there's just this crazy off-the-wall stuff that you're getting ready to see. In Detroit, A.W.R. Hawkins reminded us of this yesterday, that the Detroit City Council has adopted an ammo tax and mental health background check for bullet purchases. I mean, you cannot make this stuff up. This harkens back to a number of years ago where some dopey leftist lunatic in Duval County, Florida, which is Jacksonville, imagine that, all right, actually put a bill together, wanted to move this through the, it didn't go anywhere in Florida, but nonetheless, this is what we're getting ready to see, this kind of crazy garbage when you give these dopey freedom haters what they think, because they have the house now, a blank check to be idiots. This is the stuff you're going to see. In Duval County, Florida, it was you had to pass an anger management course to get an anger management license that says your anger management is in check. And you had to renew it every 5 years before you could buy a round of ammunition. I mean, the stupidity here is off the chain. Well, Detroit has adopted, the city council has adopted an ammo tax, mental background check for bullet purchases. The whole thing's a joke. There was a third part of the bill that required you to actually pick up your ammunition and actually get it from the police department. You know, like the cops want to be given out mental background checks and have time to be selling ammo. I mean, the whole thing is just ridiculous. But this is what you get in Wayne County from the commissioner, Reggie Davis. He's a, somebody tell me, what is it? I forget. He's a Democrat. That's right. He's a Democrat, which means he's a socialist, which means he's a freedom hater, which means he simply can never, ever, ever, ever be trusted where your firearms are concerned. Ever. But it was, you know, the bullet bill was pushed by Wayne County Commissioner Reggie Davis, adopted and sponsored by City Council member Andre Spivey, also a Democrat. But this is the stuff that's going on in Detroit. Very reminiscent of what we talked about a number of years ago down in Florida with this stupid anger management garbage. And now we have an even better one, and I say that tongue-in-cheek, in New York, where you've got a Democrat up there wanting social media scrutiny for gun licenses. Okay. You've got to submit to the state. Show me your papers. Takes on a whole new meaning. I want 5-year background of your social media. In other words, you have to turn over all of your passwords to this idiot Democrat who is going to sift through not just your social media, but all of your searches as well. Now, does this have legs? Is it going to go anywhere? Hell, in New York, you never know, right? Thanks a lot, New York. More than likely, no. That's not the point. That's not why we're talking about it. We're talking about it because this is just a glimpse into the future of what you're getting to see when these loudmouth clown posse members get ready to become inaugurated, to use Ocasio-Cortez socialist own words, in January, and the new Congress is seated. And they're chairing. They are chairing the committees. Maxine Waters will be ahead of the Finance Committee. This is unbelievable. Adam Schiff, America's number one liar, is heading. These are committee chairmanships. Think about this, what you're getting ready to see. Elijah Cummings, it's actually going to be kind of fun, aggravating, but fun to watch. But you're getting a glimpse into this. So let's go back to this Democrat wanting social media scrutiny for gun license applicants. Yeah, the guy's from Brooklyn. He has submitted a bill calling for all gun license applicants. Now think about this. Gun license applicants. You shouldn't need a license to buy a gun anyway. We're not talking about concealed carry. We're talking about a license to purchase in New York. This is what happens behind blue lines. And in New York, before you can get a license, kind of like in Illinois, you're familiar with the FOID cards, the firearms owner's identification cards. You need a license. And in this case, he wants to let the government review your social media posts going back 3 years. I said five, I apologize. 3 years. And your internet searches going back 1 year. The government, some bureaucrat, sifting through your searches and your social media. Is it going to go anywhere? No. But what they would do then, according to the bill, the investigators would be instructed then to look for any good cause for the denial of such a license. What do they include there? Racial slurs, threats of violence, terrorism-related posts. Sure. Yeah. That's pretty subjective, isn't it? But here's the problem. You cannot make this stuff up. You just can't. There's a report out, came out in the middle of the night last night. How do I know? Because I unfortunately was awake and saw it. I got one of my alerts went off. Who is this guy? His last name is Parker, State Senator Kevin Parker, wanting the one to change New York gun law. Turns out that this guy has a pretty, let's say, shoddy history, as Fox News puts out, with his own quote-unquote legal skirmishes, shall we say. He was convicted in 2010 of roughing up a New York Post photographer and allegedly, quoting, did the same to a traffic agent in 2005, but avoided punishment by agreeing to undergo anger management training. You cannot. What would that mean for him in Duval County, Florida, right? I got to wonder. Anger management. He had to undergo anger management training. In addition to that, government records cited by the Post in 2017 showed that he owed more than $50,000 in property taxes and water bills. But get this, like any good fraudulent Democrat, he's got a great excuse. Well, the property was inherited, he said. And he also said he needed a raise. He said that him and his brother, if you can believe this, inherited the two properties and their tax burdens from their parents after they died. Sorry, pal, I'm not buying none of it. You're a Democrat. You cannot be trusted, particularly when it comes to this. I mean, I guess the guy just thinks, you know, he smells like I'm going to move on before I get myself in trouble. But yeah, the guy claimed he needed room. The arrogance of these people is just absolutely astonishing, isn't it? Yeah, for his background check bill, gun license applicants would, quote, surrender their passwords for Facebook, Snapchat, Twitter, and Instagram accounts and subject to scrutiny their search histories on Google, Yahoo, and Bing search engines. Now, let me tell you something. Use DuckDuckGo, okay? We'll talk about some more of that tomorrow. Then you can avoid that, New York. Good heavens. Detroit, go somewhere else and buy your bullets. Pay no attention to that city council. New York, I don't know what you're doing up there, man. But tomorrow we're going to get up and do it all over again because we can. Until then, carry on, carry often, carry absolutely everywhere. Never, ever, ever leave your cave without your club. No self-respecting caveman would ever be caught without his club. It's crazy, isn't it? We'll see you tomorrow.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
What are you cooking tonight? Yo, what's up? This is AAR Shanto, and as you know, like Mark, I have a passion for our gun rights. I also have a passion for great cooking, and I want to invite you to my new Facebook page. There you will get to see and hear what's new in the culinary world. Just go to facebook.com/trythisdishradio or search for Try This Dish Radio on Facebook. Go to facebook.com/trythisdishradio, and remember, it's all about the food.
When seconds count, the police are minutes away, which means if your family's in danger, you'll become their first line of defense. Can you say with 100% confidence that you'll know what to do? What about the gun laws in your state? Do you know them? One wrong move and you'll be the one handcuffed in the back of a squad car. That's why hundreds of thousands of responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine for the latest on ever-changing gun laws and life-saving training drills. You'll get unbiased gun and gear reviews and read true stories from real people who carry every day. There's even a quarterly women's section with training and information designed specifically for the female shooter. This is important, which is why when you activate your subscription, you'll get 4 free chances to win a new gun. Just go to oneoffourguns.com. That's the number 1of4guns.com right now to start your subscription and claim the chance to win the free gun of your dreams.